Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, and neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to them that faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. O God, our gracious Heavenly Father, thou who hast companioned us as we pilgrim our way to this moment, we lift imploring and beseeching hands toward you, dear God. Nothing in them do we bring, simply and completely to thy cross we cling. We thank you for today's mercies. We ask for grace sufficient unto this moment's task. Forgive us of our sins, thought, word, and deed, and create within us a clean heart, and renew the right spirit within us. Hide us, O God, now behind the cross, and do in us now what you need to do, in order that you'll be free to do through us all that you want to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How lovely are the rooms of your dwelling place, O God Most High. I was assigned the task of speaking to you tonight. I love my church. And somehow, this afternoon, the secret confines of my room, the Lord scratched out my church. And he left me with, I love church. I love church anywhere. I've been in church in almost all of the 50 states. I've been in church in Jamaica and Haiti. I've been in church in the Virgin Islands. I've been in church in Argentina. I've been in church in Lusaka, Africa. I've been in church in Lagos, Nigeria. I've been in church in Benin. I've been in church where I preach with interpreters. I've been in church where I preach with two interpreters. I love church. And I don't think anybody who loves something ought to keep it to themselves. It just ought not be a secret. It seems as though I left church all my life. See, I'm a PK. I'm a preacher's kid. And they didn't have no nurseries. The pew was my nursery. And they didn't have no playgrounds. I crawled underneath those pews. But as I began considering sharing with you my love of church, then that became another thing. For really, really, I had not really been challenged to do it. You know, I tell the church in Corpus I love them, but I had never gone to the extent of trying to spell it out. So I come tonight by the grace and power of Almighty God to really try to say, I love church. And to aid and assist me, is that poetic writer who penned the words of the 84th number of the Psalms. Don't know where he originated, but we do believe he was a journeyman that made his way to Jerusalem. And when he got to Jerusalem and beheld the glory and the beauty of Solomon's temple, and as he moved around in all of the rooms in the temple, and as he heard the choirs sing, and he saw all of the ministries going on in the name of the Lord God of hosts, this man started aching and hurting and thirsting and panning on the inside of himself for God and for the living God. And as he was panning for God to know God and experience God, all of a sudden he saw a little sparrow fly across the back part of the court. And following her flight, saw her go up to a nest where her young was protected from prowling animals and the wind and the cold. And from deep within this man's heart, he was just flooded with a sense of awe and wonder. And he began to say, my, what a place this is. How lovely are the tabernacles of the Most High God. And if there had been any doubt into his mind as to whether or not he was at home there when he saw that sparrow at home in God's house, he said that if she has found a nest here in God's house, I know my King and my God will welcome me here. The man was so overcome with the excellence and the greatness and the beauty of the place and what was being done to bless the lives of men and how men were being picked up and set on their feet and their lives being made as though fountains of living life was flowing out of them. That man said, you know what? I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents, to be an honored guest in the houses of the wicked. Oh, how amiable, oh, how loving, oh, how I love thy dwelling place. And this puts words in my mouth as to why I love church. Number one, I love church simply because it's the house of thine abode. I love church because it's God's house. I love church because it's the gate of heaven. I love church because it's where God dwells. It's where God meets his people. It's where God makes himself known as the God who is always there. You know, it's amazing that in the high world of amusement and the high world of sports, all of these king sports have just a season. And that's about all we can take of them, is a season. And we get annoyed when one of them runs over in the other season. We want to say to them, they ought to go somewhere and sit down. But you know, have you ever thought about it that Sunday after Sunday, they keep coming to the Lord's house? I don't know about where you pastor, but I know about where I pastor, and I know about where I worship. They keep coming Sunday after Sunday. It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, you make them mad. You step on their toes. You discomfort the comfortable. And they keep coming. Oh, they might go home and try to get mad and try to stay there for a while. But like Jeremiah, they discover there's a fire shut up in their bones. And they keep coming back Sunday after Sunday. And I know it's not because of me. Because I tell them a whole lot of times that a whole lot of you folk around here singing, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone and there's a cross for me. And I tell them, you ought to stop singing that song, because what you really mean, that must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. And don't say the consecrated cross I bear till death shall set me free. You say the consecrated cross I bear till branch makes me mad. And they'll put the cross down. But they pick it up. They pick it up, and they come back. And they come back because church is the house of God. Church is the gate of heaven. Oh, I know God is everywhere. I know God can be confronted around every turn or corner in the road, but there's just something beautiful. Something beautiful about church. Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And church, wherever it is, has there am I. And as long as there am I is there, they'll keep coming. So I love church. I just love to go to church. I found my being at church. I discovered who I was at church. I discovered what I wasn't at church. I discovered my needs at church. I discovered my hang-ups at church. I discovered that at church there was one hung up for my hang-ups. I love church. As Timothy Dwight says, because Jesus died and gave himself for me on Calvary's rugged brow. I love church because church anywhere and everywhere always meet at the foot of the cross. That's where church meets. And so I come tonight to tell you, I love church. I love to be in church. I love to see church. I'm not talking about buildings. I'm not talking about fixtures. I'm not talking about padded seats. I'm talking about church. I love church because church is the apple of thine eye, because church is engraven on thy hand. I like church because church is favored by God. I like church because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I love church because at church the ground is level. Oh yeah, the ground is level at the church. You see, at the church, that's where whosoever will, let him come. I mean real church. Real church. Real church is where God hands out favors. Real church is where men are blessed. Real church is where riches undone are made whole. Real church is where the old nursery rhyme of Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. But church is where Humpty Dumpty can come and there's a power to put him back together again. I love church because church is the apple of God's eye. We're somebody. We're God's favored people. We stand good with God. We've got an inside track into the presence of Almighty God. We're God's favored people. I love the church because we are the apple of thine eye. And we are engraven on his hand. God knows me. So glad I heard the president of the seminary. Well, Southwestern Seminary. I
I heard the president say last week that he was on the committee that put together and helped to put together this new hymn. And as they were selecting hymns and asking different ones if there were hymns that he wanted to put, wanted back in the hymn book. And he told them, yes, that there was one. And they asked him, which one? And he said, I want you to put In the Garden back in the hymnal. And they say, well, you know, that's a little bit subjective, and you know, that's... You say, well, if you're going to keep I Come to the Garden alone out of the hymn book, he said, you better take The Lord is My Shepherd, I Shall Not Want out of the hymn book. You know, church is where I learned to sing. Yes, the church is where I learned to sing. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And I learned in the church that He walks with me. And He talks with me. And every once in a while He tells me that I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I love church. Because church is the apple of His eye. But you know, I love church. I love church because of her heavenly ways. Her heavenly ways. I love church because of her sweet communion. I love church because of her solemn vows. I love church because of her hymns of love and praise. Yes, I love church because you can see saints at church. Oh, they go to church on Sunday morning. I've been through hell all week. I mean, literal, y'all might be talking about figurative, but I'm talking about literal hellhounds on your trail. And you're haggard. You're worn and you're weary. And to go to church and to be caught up and to meet Him there in the church, and just a little foretaste of glory, just does something to you and put you back on your feet. You know, some of you all haven't had this experience, but you know, my mother didn't have the benefit of Betty Crocker. And those folks, when she got ready to cook cakes, she just reached over here and got something. And over here and got something. And over here and got something. And just put it all there together and stirred it up. And when she stirred it up, in order to know that what she was stirring up was all right, she'd get a little pan and get just a little bit of that dough and put it in that pan and stick it under the oven. And my little sister, who's 2 years younger than I am, we'd stand around there waiting for that little sample. Yeah, we were standing there waiting for that little sample to come out of that stove. And as soon as it got out of that stove, we start begging Mama to give me a piece. See, we already had an idea. We already had a little idea about what it was like because we sort of slipped our fingers around the edge of the pan and sort of tasted a little of that dough. But oh, when we got a little taste of just a little piece of that cake, we knew what the big cake was going to be like. Because on Sunday morning, when I have been dragged through hell, I get a foretaste of glory. And I know from that little foretaste of glory, it's going to be worth it.
Yes. I love church because of heavenly ways. See, church, I mean real church, not playing church, but real church, is God's redemption center. But a broken and the maimed and the bruised can come. And they can be put together again. A man came to a church and he was all disheveled, hair matted. And someone was praying and the usher stopped him at the door. He kept trying to get in and the usher kept telling him he couldn't go in till they got through praying and he got his ear in the door and he heard somebody there in there praying that, Lord, you know all about me. You know sometimes I'm up and sometimes I'm down and sometimes I'm almost leveled to the ground. You know I'm mean and I'm not fit to live and I'm not prepared to die. That man pushed that usher aside and said, get out of my way. That's where I need to be, in a place like that. Because I'm all of that. Yes, I love church because of our heavenly ways. Put folk back together again. Cause them to start ticking right. God's redemption center, God's workshop. God works on us, smooths out the rough places, straightens out the crooked, gives us good disposition, moves us into situations that tempers our spirits. I love church because church is God's showplace. You want to see God's showplace? You want to see what God has done all through the week? Here's an old mechanic. Been out there working on cars, all on the cars, all greasy, dogged and mistreated. Sunday morning, you come to church and my, he's dressed up. He's got on his good clothes. You wouldn't know him. You didn't look real close. That same old rough mechanic can come to church and get a hold of a mic and start singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. Yes, I love the church because the church I found. Solemn vows. I found people there committed to love and to serve and to share and to give. At the church, I found support groups. At the church, I found people there who taught me how to worship, who taught me how to come into God's presence, who taught me how to get God's favor. You know, most of us don't know how to worship. You know, most of us come into God's presence too strong. Most of us come into God's presence and don't want Him to know there's nothing wrong with us. Most of us come into God's presence trying to show Him how well off we are and how dressed we are. And we got clothes on we ain't paid for and we... We
What is that church? It's that church that I learned how to worship God. I learned how to come where God is, and God is always where there is a contrite and a broken spirit. And with a contrite and broken spirit, you can get anything God's got, if it's in keeping with God's will. I love the church because of her heavenly ways. I love the church because the church is a partaker of the brightest glories of earth and the brighter bliss of heaven. I love the church. It's a gateway to heaven. I love the church because it's there that God is going to come to gather his own unto himself. I love the church because the church is the people of the resurrection. I love the church because the church is a colony of heaven. I love the church because it's there that one day I'll be able to read my title clear to mansions in the sky. It's at the church where I come to get consolation when every once in a while I get a telegram that lets me know time has been. Will not be anymore. It's there at the church that I came to realize that though this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I've got another building. I've got a house not made with hands. It's there at the church that I found that undergirding spirit when 10 years ago God saw I didn't have sense enough to lie down, and he touched my body and made me lie down with a heart attack. And for 21 days, God taught me that you don't live 1 year at a time. You don't live 1 week at a time. You don't live 1 day at a time. You live one heartbeat at a time. And God taught me at the church that there's nothing that can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Neither death nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature can separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. It's at the church, I came to realize that men coming to the church, men coming to God's house, men coming to worship God, they're blessed in the deepest sense of their lives, both here and now in this world. But it's also in the church that I came to recognize that one gets prepared as he stands on Jordan's stormy bay and casts a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. It's at the church that I came to know and I came to understand that there's a land beyond the river. I came to know and to understand that there's a land where we'll never grow old. I came to know and I came to understand that if I give to the church my love, I give to the church my devotion, if I give give to the church my service, if for the church my tears shall fall, and if for the church my prayers are sin, if for the church my cares and toils be given, till cares and toils are over. It was at the church that I learned that my loving Savior will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Yes, I love the church. And I show my love to the church by going to my church. I show my love for the church that when I come to the church, I bring me to the church and all that I have. And when I come to the church, in my worship, I put all that I have on the altar. Because I don't know what God's going to need this Sunday that I've got. And I just put it there. And whatever I have, if he wants it, he can have it. Oh, it's at the church that I came to live with. Learn how to live with all kinds of saints. Good saints. Bad saints. Weak saints. Strong saints. Is that the church that I came to learn and know the forgiveness of God? Because until you know the forgiveness of God, you can't be an instrument of forgiveness to somebody else. There at the church, I discovered there's a power that this world doesn't know about. And that if you come to the cross, you can tap that power. There at the church, I discovered the cross. There at the church, my burdens were rolled away. And so tonight I come to challenge you to love the church. Go back and love your church. Go back and know that it's the abode of God. Go back and know that that church is favored of God, the apple of his eye. Go back and discover the heavenly ways of your church. Go back and come to know that because the church is heir and a joint heir with Christ Jesus, that she one day is going to inherit eternal life. Go back to your church and pray for your church. Go back to your church and put your life on the altar. Go back to your church and say with Timothy Dwight, I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode, the church our blessed Redeemer saved and purchased with his precious blood. I love thy church, O God, her walls before me stand, dear as the apple of thine eye, and graven on thy hand. Go back to your church and hear Timothy say, for her my tears shall fall, and for her my prayers are sin. For to her my cares and toil be given, till toils and cares shall end. Go back to your church. Give yourself to your church. I made up my mind. After 50 years of walking with my Lord, I ain't going nowhere. I'm at home. I'm at home in this earth. And I'm going to stay here. I've stayed by myself. I'm going to stay here. If misunderstood, I'm going to stay here. If my name is scandalized, I'm going to stay here. If I have to suffer, I'm going to stay here until my Lord comes again. He's coming.
are closed. He's coming. He's coming again. I'm going to stay here. Story's told and I close. Of a father and a son who had a great herd of cattle. And one day some of the cattle were scattered, and the father and the son went out to look for the cattle, and they couldn't find the cattle nowhere in the pasture around. And the father said to the son, "Son, the cattle are over there in the big thicket, and you can't ride in the thicket. It's too rough for you. And I'll go in the thicket and get the cattle. And you stay here at this tree. And I'll come back and get you when I get the cattle." And after the father left and was gone for a while, clouds began to gather in the sky. After a while, it began to grow and began to grow and get larger and larger. And after a while, lightning began to play its game against the sky, and thunder began to roll. And the father looked up and said, "It's going to be a storm. I better make it home." And the father went on home another way. And when he got home, his wife was standing there on the porch and said, "Papa, where's the boy?" He said, "He's not home." He said, "No, you know he left here with you this morning." He said, "Yeah, but I had to go in the thicket and I told him to stay there by that tree. He must be still out there. Give me a raincoat. I better go get him." Mama said, "Well, here's one for the boy." And when he got there to the big tree, sure enough, there his little son was, under that tree, holding on for dear life in the storm. The father said to the boy, "Son, what are you doing here? Why didn't you go home?" He said, "But Papa, when you left, you told me to stay here." He said, "But when it started lightning and thundering, why didn't you go home? But Papa, you told me to stay here." He said, "When you began to get wet, son, you know you ought to go home. But Papa, you said for me to stay here, that you go come back and get me. I was waiting on you to come back." I don't know about you. You can let somebody fool you if you want to. You can let somebody say ain't nothing to this if you want to. You can let somebody tell you it ain't real. And get you to go on off. And forsake it. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay here. I may be blind. I'm going to stay here. I may be crippled. I'm going to stay here. I may be by myself. I'm going to stay here. Because I'm looking for him to come one day. And when he comes and welcomes me into his kingdom, what a joyful time that will be. I love church. God's house. I love church. The darling of his eye. I love church. Because of our heavenly ways. I love church. Because we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. And one day, you're going to see him as he is. Eternal God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for these moments, for this time. We pray that the words of our mouth, meditation of our heart, right now, dear God, will be acceptable in your sight. Oh God, our strength, our Redeemer.